As we heard earlier, climate change is a top concern for many Australians, but it's also affecting the flavour of wine. Research shows grapes are being picked earlier and earlier in wine regions across the continent, and as they ripen faster with warming temperatures, it's also affecting its taste. Warwick Long reports.
We've had really a January from hell, really. You know.
Professor Snow Barlow is wrapping up wine harvest at his vineyard at Battagini in northern Victoria. Once again, it's happening earlier than usual.
Let's take our white variety, Verdello. When we conducted our first vintages, which were almost 20 years ago, they were in March. This year, we harvested our Verdello in the second week of February. So it was sort of 5 weeks early.
He says wine grape growers are intrinsically linked to a changing climate.
In the wine industry, there are no climate deniers. Because how can you doubt it when you see yourself harvesting a month earlier than you once harvested? Clearly, you don't even have to look at the temperature records. You know, the vines don't lie.
Professor Barlow is a winemaker, but also does research into climate change and Australian wine at Melbourne University.
Mainly in the family wine companies who keep meticulous records and, of course, have been in constant ownership. What we've been able to do is analyse that for really 45 vineyard blocks around Australia from almost all regions. You know, there's variation, but the trend is overwhelmingly constant. Basically, we come forward, it's almost a day a year.
Major Australian winemakers are taking notice. Family-owned wine giant Brown Brothers was traditionally based at Milawa in northern Victoria, but after looking at climate change records, the company decided to buy vineyards in the cooler regions of Tasmania. CEO Ross Brown.
Well, the reason we came to Tasmania was a climate change recognition, and the idea of coming down to Tasmania was to have some cooler and wetter growing conditions. The decision to move to Tassie is really vindicated by good fruit and the slow ripening.
And wine drinkers might start to notice a difference too. Ross Brown says the changing climate is also changing the taste of Australian wine.
Generally speaking, the wines are a bit richer, a bit riper and a bit softer. And that's not what you want for really crisp white wines. You want the crisp white wines to be quite defined with their acidity. And that's probably our biggest challenge, trying to grow white grapes on the mainland compared with Tasmania.
That's Brown Brothers Chief Executive Officer Ross Brown, ending that report by Warwick Long.